Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson. As the composing brains of the duo Simon and Garfunkel, and as a solo artist, songwriter Paul Simon has written some of the past 50 years' most memorable hits, such as Bridge Over Troubled Water, The Sound of Silence, Mrs. Robinson, and Still Crazy After All These Years. In the next hour, we'll hear his music performed by Bill Evans, Paul Desmond, Karen Allison, and other jazz and popular song artists. It's The Sound of Simon, the Paul Simon Songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
Drop off the key and get yourself.
Vocalist Sophie Millman performing Paul Simon's song 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, accompanied by Paul Schroffel on Fender Rhodes, Rob Pilch on guitar, Kieran Overs on bass, Mark McLean on drums, and Rosenda Leon on percussion. From Millman's 2009 CD Take Love Easy, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, a big hit for Paul Simon in 1976, staying at number one in the charts for 3 weeks in a row. From his album Still Crazy After All These Years. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, paying tribute to the music of songwriter Paul Simon, born on October 13, 1941. Simon, a kid who grew up in Queens, New York, loving baseball and loving music. His father was a professional musician and bandleader on several radio and TV programs, such as The Arthur Godfrey Show and The Jackie Gleason Show. And he helped set his son on his eventual professional path when he heard him singing in his room one day and told the songwriter-to-be that he had a nice voice. Simon worked hard throughout the late 1950s and early 1960s to try to make it in the music business, teaming up frequently with childhood friend Art Garfunkel. But it wasn't until producer Tom Wilson took a song called The Sound of Silence from Simon and Garfunkel's first commercially failed album, added electric rock backing to it, and turned it into a hit that Simon's career really took off. Since then, he's written landmark albums such as Bridge Over Troubled Water and Graceland, expanding his songwriting horizons into South African and Brazilian music, and showing a willingness to build on his considerable pop melodic strengths, with a penchant for variety that really first comes to the forefront on his 1972 album Paul Simon, which included the reggae-flavored Mother and Child reunion. On this edition of Afterglow, we'll hear some jazz and popular song artists performing Simon's music, beginning with singer Karen Allison and April Come She Will on Afterglow. Thank you.
sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to the one who lives there. He once was a true love of mine. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary. Thank you.
Paul Desmond doing Paul Simon's So Long, Frank Lloyd Wright from his 1969 album Bridge Over Troubled Water. Pianist Bill Evans and harmonica player Toots Thielemans before that performing Simon's I Do It For Your Love from Bill Evans' The Sezyun radio shows. We heard Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 doing Scarborough Fair from the anthology Celebration, A Musical Journey. And we started off with Karen Allison singing April Come She Will from her 2011 CD Round Midnight. I'll have more of the music of Paul Simon in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. And you can find us now on Facebook as well. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales, as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. I'm featuring the music of Paul Simon on this edition of Afterglow. Simon born on October 13, 1941. As blogger Doug Payne has pointed out, it seems a bit strange that more jazz and popular song artists haven't chosen to cover Paul Simon's music, though there's evidence that that might be changing, as we'll hear in this second half of the show. One Simon song that recently surfaced as a cover was America, the songwriter's 1968 ode to a young couple's bus trip that captured a generation's yearning coming-of-age uncertainty about what their country meant to them in a time of turmoil and change. 40 years later, Alyssa Graham, one of the young jazz singers who are bringing the music of the past several decades into the canon of the Great American Songbook, provided a poignant, open-hearted millennial update, propelled initially by guitar and a questing percussive line. The upsweep of the performance's crescendo, as the vocals give way to a gathering wave of drums, piano, and harmonica, suggests the country's enduring capacity to inspire hope and wonder in those who traverse it in search of their own identities. Alyssa Graham and America on Afterglow.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. Got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner's pies and walked off to look for America. Baby, I said as we boarded the Greyhound. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've gone to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. The man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. He read his magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Douglas, I'm lost, I said, though I knew he was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all gone to look for a man.
Thank you.
pianist Eric Reed doing Paul Simon's 59th Street Bridge song, Feeling Groovy, from his 1999 CD, Manhattan Melodies. Paul Desmond before that performing Simon's El Condor Pasa from his 1969 Simon and Garfunkel tribute, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And Alyssa Graham starting the set off with America from her 2008 CD, Echo. I'll close out this Paul Simon tribute with recent recordings of two of Simon's biggest hits, pianist Monica Herzig performing the title track from Simon's 1975 album Still Crazy After All These Years, and guitarist Pat Metheny doing the song that jump-started Simon's stalled career in 1965. Its opening lines, "Hello, darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again," actually were inspired by Simon's habit of playing his guitar and working on his songs in his darkened bathroom with the water running, a sound which Simon found comforting. Here's Pat Metheny's instrumental version of The Sound of Silence on Afterglow. Thank you. I close with pianist Monica Herzig doing Paul Simon's Still Crazy After All These Years from her 2011 CD Come With Me, and Pat Metheny before that doing The Sound of Silence from his 2011 CD What's It All About. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, offering complete bicycle repair and sales as well as custom fitting services. Located at 507 East Kirkwood next to the IU campus and online at bikegarage.com. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can listen to many previous Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join me again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune